that we are coming together with this month.
Let's read it together.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Let's read it one more time.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Is there anybody in here breathing?
Then it's time to praise the Lord.
Amen. Matthew chapter 8, verse number 1. Everyone rest to your feet if you're able. If not, the word will reach you right there where you sit. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this divine opportunity. We thank you for releasing the spirit of worship and praise in this house. For it is you that said to us, but we must worship you in spirit and in truth. So without you, God, we would not have any worship. And without you, we would not have any praise. So we give all praise and thanks to you, God, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And now, Lord God, that you have brought us to this moment, we ask, Lord, that you would just remove anything that is not like you, that you would bind everything up, that we may be set free right now to worship you in the fullness, Lord God. Father, you said, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Now, God, touch our ears that we may be able to hear. Give us in our hearts a reservoir that we may be filled with your eternal word that will bring strength to us that we may operate according to your will. Father, we thank and praise you because we know that this prayer lines up with your will. Therefore, we consider it done. And now, God, as I stand here as your humble servant, Father, I declare today that I am not the preacher nor the teacher. But I ask you now, Father, that you would take Felix and crush him, that you would push down on him, Lord God, for I surrender, Lord, in fullness of you, that, Father, I may be used as only a vessel. And after all is said and done, that you alone will be glorified, that your body will be edified. Father, we thank you. In the matchless name of Jesus, have your way. Amen. We will be in two passages of text today. The first passage is coming out of Matthew chapter 8, and then we will turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I want to say this before we even finish reading the text. I want you to get this in your spirit. Victory is in your praise. You've really got to get this in your spirit because you've been silent for too long. And those of you who haven't been silent, you may have been talking about the wrong thing. And if you're talking about it, that is a praise to it. And so we're really going to believe that God is going to release now what he has put inside of us and join us and agripulate to his spirit that we may speak only the oracles of God over our situation. Somebody say amen. It doesn't matter if it's going bad. You don't have to talk about it going bad. You could talk about how it's going to look in a few minutes. We're going to shift. We're going to shift because God is bringing us to a place where he is entrusting you because he's giving you what's called a rhema word today. This is a prophetic word coming from God. Let's go. Verse number 8. I said 1, but we're going to start at verse number 5. It looks like a 5. That's a 5. Verse 5. Can you put 5 up there? Yeah, I'm not perfect. Amen. I'm trying not to see with my eyes anyway. I'm trying to see through the eyes of God. Let's read verse 5. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented." And Jesus said to him, "I will come and heal him." The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come home under my roof." Isn't that something that he spoke truth? A lot of us can't let Jesus in our house. Mm-hmm. We got to get a whole lot of stuff right before Jesus come in. But Jesus said, you should not come under my roof, but only speak a word. In other words, God spoke and it happened. Jesus, if you speak, I already know. He said, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. For I know that you have the power of God. You are the God right in front of me. He said, if you speak, if you just speak, my servant will be healed. If you just speak, if you just speak. But notice he said, if you just speak a word, that word, if you speak the Spirit of God, if you just speak, tell your neighbor, just speak. Mm-hmm. If you just speak a word, tell your neighbor, I need the word. Mm-hmm. If you just speak a word, if you speak a word, and my servant will be healed. Mm-hmm. Let's skip down to verse number 10. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Go down to verse 13. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, somebody say believe. So let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour. Isn't that good? If the word gets spoken, you can believe it. It could be healed. Amen. Now let's turn to 2 Chronicles, which we will be in that text today. Speak a word. Speak a word. 2 Chronicles 20, verse number 1. And we'll read verse 1 through 4, and then we'll skip. Shout amen if you're there. Amen. And it happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from the Syria. And they are in Hazazon Tamar, which is in En-Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. And proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. They got together, y'all. And all the cities of Judah, they came. All the cities of Judah, they came. All the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. I know sometimes we get twisted and we come seeking something else because you have a want or a desire. So you're asking for the desire, but when you go after God, you can get your desire. It says that they came to seek after the Lord. Now skip over to verse 18. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head and face to the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord God. Worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. I heard somebody say, don't take all that, but I'm seeing right here, they giving it all of that. It depends on what's coming against you. I bet you can give it all up if the right stuff start coming against you. So they rose in the morning. They rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Check this out. Believe in the Lord your God. We can stop right there. We good. That's all we got to do. Believe in the Lord your God. Not your circumstance. It's always temporary. You can't believe in people, they'll let you down. Huh? Corporations have folded, but God is still on the throne.
Hallelujah.
Believe in the Lord your God. Now get this. And you shall be established.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Believe his prophets. Now get this. His prophets. A prophet speaks prophecy, which is the word of God. Believe in the prophets and you shall prosper. I want you to know today you are getting prophecy. If you believe this prophecy, you shall prosper. And it's all attached to what you believe. If you believe that you're going to walk out of here the same when you came in, you're going to walk out the same. But if you believe that God is taking you higher and you are walking in the supernatural and you are a child of the living God and no longer will you live on the earthly realm, but you shall live in kingdom living. If you believe all of that, you're going to walk out of here and prosper. And when he consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness. And they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. They went out saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. They went out saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and who had come against Judah. And they were defeated.
Hallelujah.
Nothing happened until praise happened. And when they began to praise God, it's not time to worry. When stuff is going wrong, it's no time to worry, but it's time to praise.
Hallelujah.
And that's what I want you to be reminded of today. I don't know what you're going through or what's going on or what God has shown you. But the victory is in your praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you.
It's personal today.
Amen.
The victory is in your praise. As a matter of fact, I'm depending on you to praise God. With every attack that's coming against me, I need some people who are willing to praise God and believe God. Is there any praisers in the house that will give God an unrestricted crate? Oh, goodness. We can praise God right here and change what's happening in Pakistan. We can praise God right here. And drug addicts will throw the drugs away.
Hallelujah.
I only want to talk to the believers. We can praise God right here. And bring change out there. Victory is in your praise. Tell your neighbor it's in your praise. Now give them high five and tell them keep praising. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I believe that we have come in and given God what he wanted through the worship and the praise. I believe that God is giving you what you want. Not only giving you what you want, but he's giving you what you need. Amen. It is so often that we can quote scripture and really not even work scripture. I've heard this scripture so often quoted. Life or death and life is in the power of the tongue. Can you throw that up on the wall? Proverbs 21:18. Because in the text they had to open their mouth before something happened. But notice in the text, before they opened their mouth, the Bible says that they sought after the Lord. And that's what most of our problem is. We got big mouths and we want to just start running our mouth before we even seek God. Filled with all these scriptures, knowing about God. And then we go on to speak before we speak death into a situation. We have the power to speak life into it. Jesus spoke and things happened because he was Lord of all. Now the Spirit of God, which is the Christ that dwells richly in us, is now in us. And he said unto the disciples, greater things shall you do. So he says, check this out. I'm going to use people in such a way that they're going to do greater things than that is recorded in this Bible. And so we now, listen, he says in Genesis, he said he created us in his own image. He doesn't speak about any other thing about being created in his own image. But yet we've given power to things. But he has given us his power, and yet we are taking the power he's given it to us and giving it to things. It really blows my mind that somebody could really tell me I'm having a hard time with tobacco. God did not give tobacco power. He gave you power. And so you're hooked. The only reason why you're hooked is because you are not attached to God. I'm not against any program. Program be working, and whatever works for you is good for me. But I know this. God works it all out. And it doesn't matter what program he uses. He can use whatever program. You can go to AA. I'm all down for AA. As a matter of fact, AA meets here every third Saturday. If you got a problem and you don't feel God will work it out, come hook up with some people who got problems just like you. But I'm going to tell you this. In AA, they pray the prayer at the end, let thy kingdom come and thy will be done. I'm going to tell you this right now. Without God, AA will be unsuccessful. Amen. And so we walk this earth and we get paralyzed by stuff happening. Then we look at what's happening and we start talking about what's happening.
Praise Jesus.
And we become afraid. But the Bible says God didn't give you the spirit of fear. He gave you the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. But that doesn't mean you won't fear. But when you do fear, what do you do when you're afraid? It's no time to panic when you become afraid. The first thing you do is admit you're afraid. Because if you can admit you're afraid, you know that the only one that can truly help you is God. The Bible said when the king was afraid, he used wisdom. He sought after the Lord. What was he afraid of? Nothing had even happened. He was afraid of what he heard was going to happen. And most of our fear comes by from what we hear. That's why it says, let us hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Stuff will happen. If it happened and God allowed it to happen, I'm going to look at God. The Bible says something was about to happen. King Jehoshaphat, which really hit the meaning of his name, means God is judging. Check that out. So in order for him to deal with what he was up against, the Bible said he sought after God, and he was so serious about seeking after God that he called others, because he knows that God works through people. And if the right people can come together, that's why God instituted the church. The church is not meant for you to come so that you can pay your respects to God. It's meant so that you could come and get empowered by God. And if you come and get empowered by God, you're going to empower the one sitting next to you, and the one sitting next to them, and the one sitting next to them. Everybody that comes up in here will get empowered by the Spirit of God. You could come in one way thinking I'm all jacked up, and you could come out leaving a whole nother way, leaping and praising God, because that's what God does in the midst of his people coming together. Stuff happens. It happened last week, it happened last year, and it happened 10 years ago, some 50 years ago. But you okay? It happened and it's over. And the truth be told, you better now than you've ever been.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
And you're powerful. So the spirits of the air are trying to silence you, because he wants to silence you. And so we get hit with stuff that almost paralyzes us. Because here's why. It's because we embrace the hit. And what you hold on to, you'll focus on. But the Bible says we go through trials. Come here for a minute. And what happens to us is we get in the trial and we become focused on what's going wrong. And we stay in the trial. And as long as we're focused on what's going wrong, we'll begin to speak about what's going wrong. But notice the king. He didn't focus on what was going wrong. He said, I need to go find God. Because there's some stuff that only God can help you with. But God has allowed what's called trials, that you would go through the trial. And when you get in the trial and start talking about the trial becomes bigger than you. And then you become to see the trial. And then the trial begins to get worship from you. So then the praise that you have in your mouth is really praising what's going wrong. So what's going wrong stays there. But the moment you recognize that God is in charge and you begin to put your focus on him, the trial becomes smaller than you, and you can step over and go through the trial, because the trial can't hold you. You have the weapon. If you can praise God, you can go through.
Hallelujah.
Oh God. So I've heard the church, they say, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And it says you got to speak life, because it says, and those who love it will eat it. Well, if you eating up your problem, you're going to spit out your problem. But if you can feast on the Lord, If you can feast on the word of God, you will spit out the word of God, which means when something goes all bad, you have something good to say. Oh, goodness. What then? Because not only does some things happen to keep us silent, you know, stuff happens and we get all curled up in a knot. Oh, this is happening to me. But then the enemy, the Bible says he's the master of deception. So he comes in and he tries to confuse you. And then he says, so he says, you know the scripture. So he comes in to confuse you so that you'll talk about what's wrong. Has anybody been guilty of talking about what's wrong? I knew this word was for the true church, the ones that admit that I'm not all the way delivered. I've been in church a long time, but God is still giving me revelation day in and day out. And those that will admit that I'm still a child and I'm willing to grow, those are the ones that will walk through and praise God. Hallelujah. So then, we began to talk about the issue. And the issue is death. But we have the power to change the issue because we can speak word. Last time I checked, the word spoke to a man that was dead for 4 days and he got up from the grave. If you would understand how much power God has given you, he's vested in you. He's vested in you that you will take this word and that you will use the word of God and change the situation. I know stuff is happening. People are talking about Antioch going this way, Oakland's going that way. I'm talking about that there is a God that's much bigger than all the evil that's in Oakland, that all the evil that's in Antioch, that all the evil that's across this nation. Our God is author, finisher of everything. Our God is Alpha and Omega and everything in between. Our God is all powerful. Our God is our battle. Our God is our victory. Our God is everything. I know if God can slap the taste of drugs out of my mouth, he can sure enough slap a drug dealer, wham, and deliver him. I'm going to talk about the God that can deliver them from evil. Deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Speak life. Speak life. You can change it if you can speak life to it. Now, here's the key. You got to believe. You don't got to know. That's the problem. Most of us know too much. I always got something to say. Anybody, can you relate? My kids tell me all the time, you got to be right. I don't even want to talk to dad because he got to be right. You better hope I'm right. I'm raising you. We wrestle. You know, one of the big things. We blame so much on the devil. The devil's busy. I don't give a doggone. Yeah, he's busy. So what? Get busier. Stop talking about how busy he is and you get busy. Because you have all the power to defeat. Listen, you can defeat the devil and all his crew. With one praise. They come in one way, they'll leave seven way. With one praise. Ha! With one... One praise.
We want to talk about who did us wrong and how wrong it is. What good does that do you? Look back. Every time you talked about that, you, anybody in here got a good report when you talked about what was wrong? I didn't think so. But how many of you have ever hooked up with somebody else and just believed for something? And God showed up that he was he who he was. So then there's no reason to talk about what's wrong anymore. Let's talk about what's right. God, I know that you're sovereign. When we begin to let God know who he is, it ushers him in. So then in the text, we see, number one, we see Jesus shows up. Jesus is the Word. So the Word shows up. And there was one man that had enough faith to ask the Word to help him. We so quick to ask somebody to help us. That's the problem. You didn't even ask God if that's the right one to help you. First, he sought God. Then he brought the people together. And when we come together, it changes things. Do you know that your praise could have just stopped every attack that was coming to my back? Can't nothing get up in here now. Not the way y'all was praising God. I might walk out of here and say, where you at? Come on. I got too much praise going on up in here. The power of change is in you. You can speak what you believe and bring change to it. And when people start telling you all their problems, stop falling into that stuff. Somebody tell you, oh, he did this to me. Oh, yeah, girl, you ought to do this, that. No, put that stuff down. If he did it to you, God allowed it. Go see God and see what he has to say about it. As a matter of fact, the only reason why it happened is because God wanted you to come after him more. And if you need somebody to go with you, come on, let's go. Let's go into some prayer right now, because the Bible said if two can come into agreement, we can ask anything. See, if we just work the Word, it'll work for us. But the problem is we want to work our little crazy minds too much. Somebody yell, deliver me.
Deliver me.
They consulted God. They began to fast and they were fasting, and a whole lot was happening while they were fasting and seeking and worshiping and praising God. As they were doing all of that, the Bible says, and I believe it's around the 14th, 15th verse of this text, it says that one stood up while they were in the midst of worshiping God. One stood up and he says, I have a word from the Lord. Now check out what the word said. It said five things. It says, number one, it said in verse number, I don't know. I don't have my glasses. Somewhere around 14, 15, 16, I don't know. It says, don't be afraid. Number one. So he deals with the issue of fear. Now, number two, he says, this battle is not yours, but God's. Now, I got a question. Who do you belong to?
Hallelujah.
Now, if you belong to God, according to Corinthians 6 and 19, it says that you were purchased with a price that you no longer belong to you, which means that now that the battle is never yours, but God's. Now check it out. I noticed what he said the third time. Then he says, tomorrow go down. He didn't say tomorrow go up. It said tomorrow go down. In other words, Get used to going down. Get used to bowing down. Get used to being bowed down before God instead of bowing down before your problem. It's time out from giving your problem so much attention, and God is waiting for you to give him the attention so that he'll receive that as a praise unto him and come into your situation. The fourth thing he said, position yourself. Position yourself means be right with God. Listen, if your children are acting up, you have the power to stop it by positioning yourself. Do you realize that you can position yourself in such a way that every blessing coming down from God will fall through you to your children and your children's children and your children's children's children? Positioning yourself, meaning that being in order with God. And so when we position ourselves in Christ, now get this, if you are positioned in God, you are no longer be a complainer. Because if you're positioned in God, you know that nothing's going to happen to you unless God allows it to happen. Therefore, you have no complaining. But if there's something that you do not like, it's only time for you to talk more to him. Because if you go after him in the midst of your trouble, you are in full alignment and the anointing will flow right down through you and bless everything that you're attached to. As a matter of fact, the anointing is so powerful that you can go in for a job interview and go out of the job interview and they told you no, and you line up with God and begin to pray for the man that just told you no and ask for God to take over his life. Before you get in your car, your cell phone will probably be ringing, tell you, I changed my mind, you can have this job, come on back in. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you a promotion before you start. See, God does exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever hope, think, or imagine if you line up with his word. I know some of you are in the 8:30. It's a little different in 11 because it had time to simmer. Sometimes the word needs a little time to simmer a little while. This, they said, position yourself. Now get this. Once you're in position, then he says, stay there. Because he says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Now, all of this happened while they were seeking and fasting. God gave a prophetic word to Jehaziel. God has a prophetic word for you. He's letting you know that praise is your victory. Get this. He's got you in perfect position. You are right where he wanted you to be. I know some of you may have just moseyed on in here, but I'm here to tell you this is no accident. God wanted you to get here to get a prophetic word so that you can stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I don't know what you're going through, but I see victory attached to you. Is there anybody that believes? You ought to give him a crazy praise. Oh, God. Oh, oh. After Jehaziel gives a prophetic word, the Bible said Jehoshaphat bowed his head. The king. You know, the king that was used to folks bowing down to him. The Bible said he bowed down and begin to seek after God. He assigned the Levites to play the instruments. He assigned the singers to give praise. The Bible said they began to praise God. Complaining won't get you nowhere, but praise will get you everywhere. They began to say, praise the Lord. Your mercy endures forever. Whatever's going on, mercy got it. If it's in your back, mercy got that too. That's why he says, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. If you just keep looking up to me, I'll cover you. I'll be your rear guard because I got goodness and mercy back there. They gonna take care of your backside while you come after me. I'm gonna take care of everything before you while goodness and mercy wipes up everything behind you. Is there anybody in here that understands? Oh, goodness. While I was in the text, I began to see the vision of Jehoshaphat, because the Bible says that all of these people, these tribes and lineage of people were coming against them. Now get this, the ones that were coming to destroy him are the very ones that he could have slaughtered. And God had him have mercy on them. You know the one that you blessed and now they cursing you? Stop worrying about the curse and continue to bless. You got power in your blessing. You just become one of Satan's worker when you start to curse people. Stop wanting people to do bad. Want them to do good. No matter what they do to you, just want good for them. Because you already got the best thing that could ever happen. You got God and he's all good. And he works everything out for the good. So surely if you got all the goodness, you can hope for somebody else's goodness. Notice Jehoshaphat. There was fear that came. It came. He saw it. But he never mentioned it again after he sought after God. Now get this. If you're truly seeking God, you won't focus on the problem because he's the solution. The Bible says he's a very present help in the time of need. I tripped on that because it didn't say present. It would have been enough for me if he was just present. But I can't even map out very present. Because he's too much to map out. And so he says, however present you need me to be, I'm going to be more than that. Which means that, look, get this. If you didn't even ask him to show up to help you with your stuff, he says, I'm already in it because I'm a very, I'm a very present help. That's why sometimes before you could even pray, it gets answered. Huh? Sometimes you get peace upon you before you even get a result from the doctor. Huh? Sometimes you just know that you know that you know that, listen, the doctor might have said one thing, but you believing for a whole nother report. Why? Because you already believed it, you conceived it, and if you conceive it, you're going to give birth to it. I'm telling you, all of those that believe and ready to give birth to victory that's been waiting for you to believe and conceive it. Shout, I'm pregnant. Pregnant with victory. You pregnant with it. You pregnant with it. You got victory all up inside of you. The reason why I had to say pregnant, because sooner or later, it's going to come out. One organ, sooner or later, only at the appointed time. Woo! It's going to come after your push. Come on, you stop. Push. I know it's been rough. doesn't change the victory. Just activate the push. Sometimes you need a little help with a push. Got to put somebody in your life that'll push you. Sometimes you want to talk crazy and that person says, you can't talk crazy now. Mess around and hook up with somebody in love with God. The moment you start to talk crazy, they'll grab you by the hand and say, please, Jesus is Lord. That's what we need to focus on right here and right now. Get this. So they left worship. They were seeking. And because they saw God, they didn't see the problem. When you can get so capsulized in God, you won't see the problem. You'll see the solution. Because when you see him as the solution, you'll talk about the solution. But God wants you to come closer so that he can give you an intimate secret. And in order to get close, you're going to have to seek after him. So sometimes he allows things to happen in your life that crushes you. It's not meant to hurt you. It's meant to bless you. Because through your crushing, you want to find the one that can help you. And sometimes you got to move and move past the bedspread and get up under the sheets and have an intimate experience with God. And the only way that's going to happen, I hate to blast this out to you, but it's called trials and tribulation. That's why we can give glory in tribulation, because tribulation worketh patience, and patience hope, and hope will never disappoint you. They were praising. But check this out. God was so enthralled that they weren't talking about what the enemy was planning. He was so enthralled. He said, wait. You know how it is? I'm a dad. And when my kids come and just love on me, I'd be ready to give them everything. I almost gave Armani the keys the other day. Because he's three. And so he don't have no shame in his game. You know when those teenagers, I better not say nothing, I gotta go home. But the little ones, they teach us everything. He don't care what's going on. He don't care. He run up, Daddy! I love you, Daddy. He can care less anything is happening. Daddy. And it changes everything. He can run to me. A dog will be out there and he'll run up to me. Where that dog at? I'll tear him off. That's how God is. When you run after him and you're giving him praise, who's coming against you? That's what he did. While they were praising him, who's coming against you? He went and he attacked the Ammonite. The Bible said he set ambushes against them while they were praising him. Let me do this. Musicians, can you get in place? Musicians, can you get in place? Levites, singers, where you at? We about to tear the roof off of this thing. We about to give God the praise that he's worthy of. The Bible says, now get this. He says, if you believe this, he said, if you believe it, you're going to prosper. Shout, I believe.
I believe.
Listen, don't let no circumstance change this belief. He says, if you believe the word, you're going to prosper. He says, first, I'm establish you. Get this. March 15th, in the year of 2015, you've been established by the Lord. He said, now, if you believe the word, you're going to prosper. I don't know what area you've been looking for a prosper in. Take your eyes off of that area, because God's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever think, hope, or imagine. Shout, I believe. Now get this. While they were there and they were praising and they believed, the ambushes went forth. The Bible said that when they showed up where the enemies were, they had left all their stuff. They became rich because of their praise. I'm here to tell you, you've been wondering, God, what is it? God says, because you've been looking at the wrong stuff and talking about the wrong thing. But now I'm giving you a word so that you can speak life into your own situation. And be prepared to prosper. And when the enemy knocks on your door and tries to deliver doubt, don't answer that door. Just say, I'm not home today. I'm just going to praise God, because I know that God has set an ambush against you, and you have no power in my life. Y'all ready to praise? Y'all ready to praise? Y'all ready to pray? Well, let's stand up and give God some praise. Let's go praise.